and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is warning protesters in Los Angeles that they will be prosecuted. There have been arrests after many protesters were outside an ICE facility today.
All we're doing is trying to help our people from being separated from their families. That's all we're doing.
KNX's John Baird.
A lot of people have showed up. They said to support their people. That's what they're telling me. I did have one man say, hey, look, the protesters chose to light fires and go into the street, and then they got a barrage of tear gas. That's what he said. And he felt that, you know, when they went out in the street and blocked traffic, they crossed the line. And it's no wonder that the law enforcement officers responded.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia is now sitting in a Tennessee jail one day after being brought back to the U.S. after he was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. He's now facing two federal counts and a just unsealed indictment, one count of conspiracy to transport aliens and one count of unlawful transportation of undocumented aliens. CBS's Turian Small.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen, who met with Abrego Garcia in El Salvador in April, reacted to his return, writing in part in a statement, quote, "This has never been about the man. It's about his constitutional rights and the rights of all." Abrego Garcia's arraignment is set to happen next week.
Over the last couple days, President Trump has made the rounds doing a series of phone interviews with reporters. CBS's Christian Benavidas with this one after the Trump-Elon Musk feud.
The feud between President Trump and Elon Musk continued to escalate. In an interview with NBC News, President Trump said Elon Musk will face serious consequences if he funds Democratic candidates.
21-year-old American Coco Gauff prevails in the women's final at the French Open in Paris.
Coco has conquered the clay!
World number two, Coco Gauff captures the 2025 Women's French Open crown for her second Grand Slam title.
For the first time in a decade, there's an American champion at Roland Garros.
The call courtesy of TNT Sports. After dropping the first set in a tiebreak, Gauff battled back to beat world number one Aryna Sabalenka in a three-set thriller, 6-7, 6-2, 6-4. Gauff becomes the first American to win the French Open since Serena Williams won it in 2015. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
Happening in 1 hour, the Belmont Stakes. Fans at the track in New York are ready.
It's just exciting to watch the horses.
For a second year, the stakes, which are typically held just outside New York City, are taking place hours away in Saratoga Springs. It's all because of renovations at Belmont Park, which are set to be completed sometime next year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We did it! We made it to Saturday night, and it's time for Max Inc. Radio, local music across the great state of Wisconsin. And we start it with who? The Beeble Brothers Band. You can see them at Bonfire, 6/12 through the 14th, up there at the Driftless Gardens. Otherwise, the River Roundup on the 18th in Milwaukee, at Wood Fest, of course, on 6/19 at Wood Music Hall, not at the fest. Got confused there just for a second. But that's okay. It's early because we start Max Inc. Radio right now on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Take your woman right by the
double dip tonight. So many shows happening across Wisconsin. Let's do another one right now here, right now on Max Inc. Radio.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Watching Teresa do that stuff live is amazing. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. Yeah, Turtle Island Dispensary has access to products, information to improve your quality of life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushrooms, spores, growing supplies, and much, much more. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit their website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. Rocker, so excited about tonight. It's going to be a great show.
Wow, it is, Rob. You know what, though? I have a couple things I'd like to tell you about the People Brothers Band.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're playing around Thursday, June 19th. They're at Atwood Music Hall. That's
yes.
Madison's newest live music venue.
I heard it's gorgeous, too.
Opening up in just another week or so.
Yeah.
They're going to be with Texas Toast and Salty Dog.
Yeah.
People Fest, you know, that's coming up August 7th through 10th. That's at the Driftless Music Gardens.
I love it out there. This time of year out there, it's gorgeous.
Have you been to a concert there?
I have.
It's like a little mini Alpine Valley kind of.
Yeah, it's really great. It's great, especially this one. And Bonfire is great. And then, of course, People Fest. That's the one I always show up to. So.
Wow. Well, we have a great show tonight, Rob. Cannabis, DNP, Jesse Christensen, the founder and creator of that. He's a doctor of nursing practice. He teaches and see him at the farmer's markets on Sundays. Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Eckberg live in the lair, Red Door Duo.
Yeah.
They're from Mineral Point. They feature an international fingerstyle guitar champion. We're going to see that here live in the studio tonight. After Hours with you, Rob Roberts.
I know. I'm so excited. And speaking of, Atwood Fest, we didn't talk about it at all, but I do a whole focus tonight on Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
A lot of Atwood Fest artists. And then we do a little bonfire, too, in the 11 o'clock hour going to midnight. And that last half hour, I just sneak in a bunch of acts that are playing at bonfire. So it's going to be a great show tonight, too.
Wow. There was a new festival that was actually just announced for here in Madison. You know, Madison is the home of a lot of music festivals.
It is.
And there's a new one, and it's called True North Music and Food Festival.
Whoa, you got me at food.
It's going to be Saturday, September 27th. So you have enough time to check it out and find out more information. It's going to be at the Duck Pond in Warner Park on Madison's north side. And $2 from each ticket benefits Dais, which is a really cool foundation to help women. Featuring Pokey Lafarge, Mama Dig Down's Brass Band.
Oh, I love the Dig
the
Down's Brass
People
Band.
Brothers Band.
Of course.
And Spectaculous. And then one other thing, Darren Steroots, his NOLA tribute band, so New Orleans tribute band. So that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah.
You can find more information at TrueNorthFest.com.
Super. So I see you have Dan lined up here. I heard his album release party is tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah, and he's going to be with Lost Lakes, High Noon Saloon. 4 o'clock is when the doors open, 5 p.m. I have not heard this tune yet.
It's his new album called Easy Going, and, you know, they're steeped in blues tradition and country rock influence and twang. It's storytelling.
Twang.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, let's check it out. Which tune we got queued up? Nashville Dirt.
On Max Inc. Radio.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Mikusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, the Rafters, it's time to get back on track. They dropped their last two games, but we welcome you in to tonight's pregame show where we'll talk about everything with the Rafters. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters on the air here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and it is going to be a good one tonight. Another nice day outside. It was a little bit rainy earlier. The tarp had to come on the field, but this time it's not going to delay the game whatsoever. The tarp off the field, everyone getting warmed up and ready to go. And here from Witter Field, it's going to be a get-right game for the Rafters. They dropped the last two games in a row, both of them against Royal Oak, who's been pretty good this season. But it's also a little bit of revenge here as the Rafters take on Green Bay for the third time this season. It was a home-and-home series to start off the season. One here at Witter Field, one there at Capital Credit Union Park. And the Rafters went 0-2 over those two games. So a get-right game in two different ways, where they try and not drop three in a row. The starting pitchers tonight is going to be Seth Spencer versus Alex LePage, two guys who have had pretty strong starts to the year, although Alex LePage, he has been one of the best pitchers in the entire Northwoods League thanks to his very minuscule whip. Seth Spencer, his whip's a little higher than LePage's, but he's got the lower ERA. He has yet to allow an earned run this season and hoping to keep that streak rolling along here into the first game of another home-and-home series. Today, the Rafters taking on the Rockers at home. Tomorrow, it's at Green Bay looking for another win. That's coming up on the docket. The Rafters pregame show will come back in just one second. We've got that pregame interview, as we always do. I'm going to be talking with last night's superstar pitcher, Kenny Schultz, the guy who was an intern on the team, became a pitcher out of the bullpen. Well, last night he got his first career start in the Northwoods League, and he had a perfect game through four innings and only allowed one base runner throughout the entire game over five innings of work. He was dominant. I had a chance to catch up with him. We'll get you to that interview, and then starting lineups and starting pitcher breakdown coming up after that here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is pollinator month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The Ecosystem Mission Area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me as our pregame guest of the show, it's Kenny Schultz. And Kenny, what a journey for you it's been, you know, coming to Wisconsin Rapids as an intern and then, of course, joining the team kind of on a whim. It's been a whirlwind of events, but I want to kind of give you a chance to introduce yourself to the fans. I mean, I've told your story a few times, but I think they kind of want to hear it from the source himself. Just go ahead and kind of explain, you know, who you are, you know, how long you've been playing baseball for, and where'd you go to college?
Hey, I'm Kenny Schultz. It's great to be here. Great to be with you on this. I've been playing baseball since I was T-ball six years old. Grew up in Stevens Point, went to Spash, started my college career in St. Cloud, Minnesota for 2 years, decided it wasn't the best fit and it would be best for me to come back home. So for the last 2 years, I've been at University of Stevens Point.
A couple of good performances for you over there as well. And, you know, I was kind of talking with a couple of the other guys, and, you know, you played against Brennan Cohen's team in Eau Claire a couple times. You had some great performances against them, but obviously you're bringing over a kind of a new perspective into the Northwoods League here. I mean, just how has it kind of been different for you from the college level versus in the Northwoods League?
I mean, there's similarities. It's just all you can do is put one foot in front of the other. I think taking some of the things that I've learned from my teammates and coaches in the spring season, mentally I can prepare for games the same way, but I'm learning something new here every day from my coaches and from you guys. And I'm just really excited to be here.
Well, it's been a lot of fun to get to watch you play and work with you as well, of course. You know, back when you were on the intern team, it was
you know, watching you and just we all worked together. But then, you know, you had that bullpen session with Ziggy and all the interns were up there kind of watching you. Did you see us at all?
I took a short glimpse over up above. I mean, I wasn't thinking too much about what was going on at the time. I was like, oh, I have a tryout. This is going to be fun. That's all I was thinking. And then it just took off from there.
I know you told me you were a little bit nervous, you know, heading into that. And you were really nervous heading into game number one. But, I mean, you worked through it incredibly. 4 2/3 innings, allowing just the one run at the very end right there. And it seemed like you managed to work through that. And obviously, second time out, even better. How do you kind of manage your mindset whenever you're entering into a game and kind of lock in?
The only thing that I can really control is just shutting the rest of reality off in the moment and just focus on the task at hand. And really, that's just doing whatever's possible to get every hitter out one at a time, one pitch at a time, and just give it my best, just compete, show everyone that I'm going to compete, and I'm going to give them the best every time.
Yeah, and the best you've given. I mean, yesterday, it was a perfect game through 4 innings. It wasn't until the 5th that you let up your first base runner. I mean, you hit the 5th inning. I mean, what was going through your mind? Did you know that it was a perfect game up to that point?
I mean, you're always aware. you can try your best to shut it out. People can leave you alone, keep you in your thoughts. But I wasn't thinking about, like, oh, I can't mess this up now. But it was exciting, for sure. But it's always the same, every pitch, every hitter.
Well, that's all the questions I've got for you. Anything else you want to add?
Just that it's been a great experience. I've learned so much already. I can't wait to learn more. No matter what happens, whether I stick, like, this continues or I go back and work with you guys, I'm just really excited. It's been a great experience. The fans have been awesome. I love the kids. And I'm just really happy to be here.
Well, excited to get to see you back to work next week. And, of course, a great performance last night. Thanks for joining us. That was Kenny Schultz here on the Rafters pregame show. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, more from you from Witter Field here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Summer. It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
National anthem over with, and it is almost time for Rafters baseball as we get ready to go with game number 13 of the season, home game number 9, the last one of the 5-game homestand, and the Rafters hoping to end it on a high note. The man on the mound for the Rafters is Seth Spencer. He went 3 2/3 innings in his first outing, and he walked 8 batters over those 3 2/3 innings. However, he only let one run come across, and that was not an earned run. He only allowed one hit over those 3 2/3 innings as well. So he has been pretty good at limiting actual dangerous plays despite having heavy traffic on the base paths. So looking for a little bit less of the walks today, but hey, if he's able to go through four innings without allowing a run, I'd call that a pretty big success here. Although the Rafters last night, they saw a perfect game through four innings from Kenny Schultz, and he went another inning allowing just the one run in the fifth, and it still wasn't enough. So they're going to need the offense to take a step up this game. Taking a look at the starting lineups, before we get to the Rafters, let's take a look at the Green Bay Rockers. They're going to be led out by Alex LePage, who previously pitched against the Rafters early in the season. LePage went five innings, allowing just one run on four hits. He did not walk a batter. He has yet to walk a batter this season. In nine innings pitched across two starts, he's been phenomenal. A 1-0 record. And he's allowed just the one run over nine innings of work as well. One of the best pitchers so far in the Northwoods League. The starting lineups, David Bayania leads off at second base. Parker Martin at shortstop. Max Humphrey batting third. He's in center field. Colin Helms is the cleanup hitter. He's behind the plate. Cooper Smith is at first base. Eric John is the designated hitter, batting sixth. Eli Selga bats seventh in right field. Joey Canzoni at third base, he bats eighth, and Jalen Jones closes out the batting order, batting ninth. First pitch on the way at 6:36 p.m., and it's a foul ball by Bayania to start the game off. So Seth Spencer gets ahead in the count on the first pitch, and Spencer versus Bayania here in the top of the first inning. Bayania from Central Arizona College, he's a right-handed hitter. As Spencer, the left-handed hurler, he comes to the Rafters in hopes of continuing to get some more work here. And now a 1-1 count. This pitch misses away, and the count rolls to 2-1. Bayania, he's been pretty good on the season. There's a reason he's batting leadoff. Relatively limited appearances, but he still does have a home run on the season. He's batting .364. As this pitch misses low for ball number three, it's a 3-0 count. Looking back at yesterday's game for the Rockers, they played the Fond du Lac Spiders, dropping that game 6-2. The Rockers started the season 5-2, but are now 1-5 since then. Here's a grounder over to short, back to first in time for out number one. So 6-3 on the putout, and there's a grounder to make it one away, and the base is empty. For the number two batter in the Rockers order, it's Parker Martin. Parker Martin, the left-handed hitting shortstop for the Rockers, looking to get this on track for the Rockers offense, who scored just two runs in last night's game. Here a swing and a miss to make it an 0-1 count, and both of these teams' offenses struggling last night. And throughout the season, though, the Rockers' offense struggling a little bit more than the Rafters. 236 batting average to 258 as this one's popped foul and should reach the stands. It does. Bounces off the roof and back to the concourse to make it an 0-2 count. On the season, Green Bay, they're batting 236, as I mentioned, from the plate. However, they've gotten a higher on-base percentage. 0-2 count is fouled back to keep it an 0-2 count. Due up, Max Humphrey, he's on deck. He'll be next, and that would be the potentially third out if Seth Spencer's able to get rid of Parker Martin. Lefty-lefty matchup here. It misses outside to bring it to a 1-2 count. And you look at these two offenses, and both of them struggling a little bit. However, you look at the pitching staff, and there's a reason why Green Bay has a better record than the Rafters, and it's right there. Pitching staff has been pretty good for Green Bay as that pitch just misses outside for ball number two. It's a 2-2 count. Green Bay with a 4.78 ERA as a team compared to the 6.9 that the Rafters have. That's a top 10 pitching unit in the Northwoods League for Green Bay, whereas Wisconsin Rapids sits bottom 10. This one missing outside, and it's a 3-2. Umpire calls 2-2, I think. 3-2 count. We'll see. This one is a grounder down the first base line and foul to keep it a 3-2. So a long plate appearance here as we're about to see the eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up next. And well, Seth Spencer, he's trying to be efficient out here and record the outs, but you get to the early part in the batting order and they're just working through this pitcher. Still the lefty-lefty matchup. Nobody on, one away in the top of the first. And the pitch here is just a bit a ways for ball number four. So Parker Martin will take his base as he walks on over to first. And that puts a runner on the base paths for the Rockers with one away as it brings up the three-hole batter, Max Humphrey. Humphrey, a right-handed hitting center fielder for the Rockers. Looking to move that runner over from first base. Righty-lefty matchup. This first pitch a little bit tight for ball number one. Humphrey from Kent State University, a native of Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Runner on first base is not getting too much of a leadoff as this one is popped foul and out of play to bring it back even at a 1-1 count. Parker Martin, he's played in 10 games this season and has yet to steal a base, despite reaching over 51% of the times that he steps up to the plate. So, not really a big base stealer over there, but you can never discount a guy when they're on the base paths. Almost no leadoff as this pitch misses inside to make it a 2-1 count to Max Humphrey. Humphrey was standing a little bit close to the plate there. Not too close, but almost wore it. 2-1 count with one away, and Spencer brings it home, but it's fouled off once again. So we remain with a 2-2 count here as the Rafters hope to win this game and move back up to 5-8. They enter tonight 4-8 on the season, whereas Green Bay, they sit at 6-6. 2-2 count is a check swing. Did he go? Not quite. Almost went around, but instead the pitch is high, and it's now a full count yet again. And Spencer, he's kind of pitching all around the zone right now, and it's part of the reason why he hasn't allowed many hits this season, but it's also part of the reason why he's issued so many walks. This one away for ball number four, and so that puts runners on first and second with one out here in the top of the first. Max Humphrey draws the walk. Parker Martin goes from first over to second. And it brings up the left-handed hitting Colin Helms, the catcher tonight for the Rockers, who's hoping to drive in a run. Helms, four RBIs on the season to this point, looking to bring that up. The lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch is a little high for ball number one. And one of the things that the Rafters coaching staff has continued to say to everyone is throw some strikes here. And Spencer has thrown some strikes, but he has walked back-to-back batters. So after the first pitch there, Nick Adrian, who's behind the plate tonight, he kind of stands up and he walks out to the mound and calms down. Spencer says, hey, let's get it in here. Let's throw some strikes. If they do the damage, they do the damage. Spencer has just allowed one hit this season now through four innings, so even if he does throw it there, you're not sure what's going to happen. This pitch outside, though, it's a 2-0 count. With one away, a ground ball double play would end the inning, so while a walk would hurt, it could be induced into a double play if that's the way that it goes. 2-0 count is fouled off the foot of Helms to bring it 2-1. And the Rafters, they will be heading over to Green Bay tomorrow to have a rematch with the Rockers. That'll be their fourth game against Green Bay this season. This is the second game against Green Bay at home. Of course, they had the season opener. Game number one of the year was here against the Rockers. 2-1 count with runners on first and second. This one misses outside, and it's now 3-1. And Spencer not trying to surrender the lead here in the top of the first as Now the 3-1 count is getting ready to go. Spencer brings this one home, and it's on the outside edge. Called for strike number two, and... Well, you might be able to hear the sirens in the background. There's some sort of a police convoy going down the street behind Witter Field right now with a bus, a Lamers bus out there, as this one is fouled back to keep the count 3-2. So 3-2 count with runners on first and second and one away here in the top of the first. Spencer trying to finish off Helms. Record the second out of the inning. Lefty-lefty matchup is set. Pitch comes home. This one's hit into left field. Going down the line, it hooks foul. And so we'll redo the full count once more. And this is another long plate appearance here in the first inning. Seth Spencer up to 26 pitches with only one out here. And that's thanks to an 8-pitch plate appearance from Parker Martin, 6 pitches to Max Humphrey, and this will be the 8th pitch on the way to Colin Helms. Everyone's really working these counts, and that's the scouting report on Seth Spencer. What you saw, the 3-2 count. This one's a grounder over to first base. Backing up there at first, it's a flip over to Spencer. A foot race, barely got him in time. Spencer just getting to tap the base in front of Colin Helms, so it's 3-1 on the putout, but it does advance both runners 90 feet forward. Max Humphrey goes from first to second, and Parker Martin goes from second to third. And it puts runners on second and third with two outs for Cooper Smith. And Cooper Smith, the first baseman tonight, he's a right-handed hitter for the Rockers. First pitch here is fouled back and brings it to an 0-1 count. And looking back to last night's game for the Rockers, it was one where Cooper Smith ended up going 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. So this one would be a real good performance from him if he's able to snap out of it, as he fouls this one back again to bring it 0-2. So he's coming in with a little extra vengeance. You got to watch out for that. The top of the card is exactly the same for the Rockers as last night. 1-6 remains stagnant as the 0-2 count just misses high and away to bring it 1-2. And Cooper Smith, Eric John, they're batting back-to-back this game as well in that 5-6 batting spot. 1-2 count is a swing and a miss, and there goes Seth Spencer having another shutout frame despite the 2 walks. He goes no runs, no hits, no errors, 2 left on base as we're through the top of the first here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but 2 Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Knife Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Well, the starting lineup now for your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Mason Onati leads off at shortstop. Cameron Douglas bats second in center field. Ashton Zacher bats third at the DH. Andre Modugno, a new addition. He was activated today. He's from Alabama. He bats cleanup. Batting fifth, it's Chris Diaz in right field. Batting sixth, Matt Binal at first base. Spencer Diaz bats seventh. He's at third. Nick Adrian is behind the plate, batting eighth. And Luke Skinner bats ninth at second base. The starting pitcher tonight for the Rockers is Alex LePage. And, well, we're getting ready to go in the bottom of the first inning. It's tied 0-0. And Onati getting ready to lead things off. The defensive alignment for the Rockers. Behind the plate, it's Colin Helms at first, Cooper Smith at second, David Bionia at third, Joey Canzoni. Shortstop is Parker Martin. First pitch here to Onati is on the outside edge, called for strike number one. In the outfield for the Rockers, in left field, it's Jalen Jones. In center field, Max Humphrey. And in right field, it's Eli Selga. 0-1 count is a swing and a foul tip from Onati. Makes it an 0-2 count. Onati, he's at shortstop, a left-handed batter going up against the right-handed pitcher. Lefty-righty matchup. Cam Douglas and Ashton Zacher are due up this inning as this one is fouled towards the Rafters concession stand. Remains an 0-2 count. And Onati comes from Pensacola State College. He's been here about a week now as that pitch misses in the dirt for ball number one. It's a 1-2 count. And over this week, he's just been getting reacclimated to Wisconsin Rapids. Pensacola State, I would not say, is similar to Wisconsin Rapids down in Florida. So a little bit of a change as the 1-2 is once again fouled away by Onati. He hasn't had trouble, though, reacclimating to the Midwest. Native of Powell, Ohio, and he did play for the Rafters last season. Saw the second most plate appearances on the team as this pitch misses outside to bring it a 2-2 count. And Onati, he prides himself on his plate discipline and his vision up there. He's showing that off. This will be the seventh pitch of the plate appearance on the way, and this one's pieced out into center field, but not too far of a run for the center fielder, and Humphrey's under it for out number one. So, Onati making LePage work for it, but can't quite get the hit. And it brings up Cam Douglas, KD from Alabama State. The right-handed hitter. It's a righty-righty matchup with one away and nobody on in the bottom of the first. And the way that Douglas swings the bat, man, I'm a little bit surprised we have yet to see a home run this season, even though it's only been a few games that he's been here. He swings and misses at the first pitch to make it an 0-1 count. And I mean, he has so much pop in that bat. 0-1 count is a swing and a miss. He was early on that one and brings it to an 0-2 count. You look at the numbers from Douglas at the college level, and Douglas, one of the best power hitters in baseball. I mean, he was just incredible this past season as at Alabama State, that pitch missing low for ball number one. It's a 1-2 count to Douglas. This past season, he had 14 home runs and just crushed it. Swings and misses at that pitch, though, and he'll go down on strikes. So the strikeout of Cameron Douglas puts two away with nobody on as Ashton Zacher will get ready to go and hope to get the Rafters a rally going to take the lead here in the bottom of the first. Zacher adjusting his gloves. He's a left-handed batter, designated hitting tonight, oftentimes behind the plate though, but not having to catch tonight. This first pitch is taken inside for ball number one, and Zacher, I mean, he's been pretty good this season, especially coming into this one as a guy from the College of Southern Nevada, a JUCO product. This one's hit into left field. That one's dropping, and it gets down in front of the left fielder, and picked up by Jalen Jones. He'll throw it in, and Ashton Zacher is aboard at first with a two-out single. First hit of the game, and it brings up one of the most highly anticipated Rafters, Andre Madunio. And Madunio, I was talking about how Douglas was a fun guy to watch. Talk about Madunio. He has been maybe the guy that I've been looking forward to watching this season. He showed it off a little bit with the swing and batting practice yesterday. A breaking ball to him is taken for strike number one with a runner on first base and two away. Madunio in left field today. He comes from the University of Alabama. And during this past recruiting class, not this season, but the last season, he was the number 30 recruit in the nation. That pitch misses low for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count. Number 30 in the nation as a recruit heading into college. The number two third baseman. 1-1 count is taken on the lower inside edge to bring it 2-1. And an SEC talent, he did find game action, but just in one game where he saw a plate appearance, was able to work a walk against Bradley, the team from the MVC. The 1-2 count is taken for strike number three, and Madunio goes down looking here in the first inning. So the Rafters do pick up a hit, but they don't score any runs, no errors. They leave one on base as we remain tied at zero into the second here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Another inning from Seth Spencer will come your way as he gets ready to go in the top of the second. The Rafters and Rockers are tied at zero here from Witter Field. And, well, it'll be the 6-7-8 batters in the lineup for Green Bay to lead things off. Eric John. He'll be followed by Eli Selga and Joey Canzoni. First pitch is hit high in the air towards center field. Douglas is under it, and he makes the catch for out number one. Well, that's efficient. Seth Spencer, he took 31 pitches to get out of the first inning, and hey, a one pitch out, he is certainly going to be relieved to see that. He won't have to work quite as hard, and hoping to see a little more efficiency like that as he gets through the rest of the first time through the order. Eli Selga will bat now with one away and the base is empty. First pitch misses low for ball number one. Selga, the left-handed hitting right fielder for the Rockers. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. The 1-0 count is a swing and a miss to bring it back even at 1-1. Selga comes from Norfolk State University, a native of Richmond, Virginia. Hoping to make a little bit more of an impact than he has at the start of the season, but swings and misses at a pitch above the zone. as the count runs to 1-2. Selga enters today batting 185 on the season. He has picked up 5 RBIs. 1-2 count. This one misses inside, and that hits off the elbow guard of Selga, so he'll waltz on down to first base. A one-out hit by pitch, and it's always those two-strike counts that hurt the worst whenever you're the pitcher. Seth Spencer obviously trying to limit the free passes, and he had 2 walks in the first inning, and now he hits a batter with a pitch in the second. But he has already recorded 1 out. Now stepping up to the plate, it's the right-handed hitter Joey Canzoni who takes the first pitch low and inside for ball number 1. It's a 1-0 count. The runner on first, Selga.